Republican Mark Shelton is a state representative and pediatrician trying to unseat Davis, a Democrat lawyer and former Fort Worth City Council member. In a Trinity campus auditorium, Shelton and Davis took no prisoners as they leveled their attacks. Shelton claimed Davis is violating conflict of interest rules.
Wendy has used her office to enrich herself with contracts with the NTTA and other public entities.
Senator Davis pushed back as she dismissed Shelton's claims that her legal work for the North Texas Tollway Authority is a problem.
Mark Shelton is being dishonest in his attacks on me. By the way, if we want to talk about where someone's interest lies, my opponent's now taken $40,000 from the payday lending industry.
Shelton and Davis couldn't be more different on many of the major issues that will face the state senator from District 10. While both oppose public school vouchers, they do not agree on how to fund public education. Davis wants the GOP-controlled legislature to restore the $5.2 million cut from schools last session. It happened at a time of growing enrollment, and Davis slammed Shelton for supporting the budget that did that.
Mark Shelton voted to take money away at a time when we had unbelievable increases in that population, while simultaneously understanding that at least 40,000 to 50,000 educators were going to lose their jobs.
Shelton isn't pledging to restore the public education dollars that were cut. He says increased school funding should come through an improved economy.
The people of Senate District 10 wanted a balanced budget without raising taxes. They understand that the economy is rough, the unemployment is high, and long term, the way we fund our schools is by having those businesses grow and increasing the revenues.
Davis and Shelton also tangled over the state's fastest growing expense, Medicaid. Davis supports the federal health care plan referred to as Obamacare. She wants Texas to accept the $100 billion in federal money available under the plan to provide Medicaid to more of the state's uninsured. Davis says rejecting the money would hit Texans in three ways.
In your higher county property taxes that you're going to pay. Number two, because a third right now of your insurance premiums that you're paying are going for uncompensated care. And number three, if that federal money is turned away by the state of Texas, we're going to be subsidizing health care in states elsewhere in the country.
But Shelton says Texas's portion of the cost for expanding Medicaid would eventually break the bank and raise private insurance premiums. So he wants the state to reject the federal money and improve the system it has.
The Medicaid system can be managed better. We did Medicaid managed care in the Valley. Tarrant County has been under Medicaid managed care since the 90s, and the rest of the state can do it too.
The Shelton-Davis race is pivotal for both the Democrat and Republican parties because of a procedural measure called the two-thirds rule. If Davis were defeated, every Democrat in the Texas Senate would have to stick together to prevent unwanted legislation from coming to the floor for a vote. On many contentious measures, that would be difficult to do. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.